This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. Eisenhower Executive Office Building near the White House was the location. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done. And we appreciate your service to the country.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was approved for use in the United States a week ago. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be approved Friday. Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A major drug ring has been busted in North Carolina. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Federal authorities are charging 21 individuals in connection to a distribution ring that funneled drugs onto the campuses of prominent North Carolina universities. The DEA found drug activity at frat houses on campuses of UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University, and Appalachian State University. U.S. Attorney Matt Martin calling on university administrators to do something.
There were sales going on inside these houses. Dealers set up inside these houses, poisoning fellow members of their fraternity, fueling a culture.
The feds estimate more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, several hundred kilos of cocaine, and other drugs were funneled onto the campuses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The last Thursday night football game of 2020 was played in Las Vegas' brand new Allegiant Stadium. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert shined with the help of the Raiders' struggling defense, winning the game in overtime 30-27. Although the Chargers have given up so many leads that led to losses this year, quarterback Justin Herbert says after the game, the Chargers are resilient.
Yeah, we're a resilient team, and hats off to the defense for coming up with a big stop there, and Jalen with a great catch there, and it got a little hectic down there at the end zone, but guys stuck together. And glad we came out on top.
Justin says the O-line gave him the time he needed to get the job done.
Just gain a yard. That's all we needed. And Jalen ran a great route, got over the top. I could have thrown it a little bit farther. He could have scored. But props to those guys up front blocking the way.
After injuries took out some of his key players, the next man up mentality really paid off.
They stepped up big time. I knew how special of a group these guys are. And anytime you miss Keenan and Mike out there, it's definitely tough. But they gave it their all. They gave what they could. And those guys stepped up big time.
Herbert's quarterback sneak in overtime bolted the Chargers past the Raiders 30-27.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed, and I think that's just years of practice being around the right coaches, around the right teammates, and you know, they've done such a great job of battling this year, and really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers have no chance for this year's playoffs. The Raiders' hopes of making the postseason dimmed as their record fell to 7-7. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy. It's because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't get here by happenstance. I mean, look at, we're reaping what we have sown. It is that basic. And it's interesting that the main question that people have, even in this era of COVID, which I find, you know, in some cases, you know, causes you to ponder, because at the same time that people are asking questions, I see them looking up like never before, looking up as if to demonstrate that they know on this earthly plane the answers they're looking for are not there. They are they lie at a higher level that is beyond their understanding, and they're clamoring right now with some sense of desperation because of all that we've been going through, particularly in this past year. Richard Simmons is with us right now, written a book. It's a series of essays called Reflections on the Existence of God. And the first chapter, that's where it starts. And that's the big question, Richard, that people seem to ask, you know, does God exist, right?
Bill, there's no doubt about it. It's probably the most important question out there in life. And there's a great book written by Armand Nicolai, who's a psychiatrist, teaches at Harvard. And he compared and contrasted the worldviews of both Freud and C.S. Lewis. And both Lewis and Freud both agreed this is the most significant issue in all of life. And yet so many people just, they do very little about it as far as seeking to look at the evidence and really thinking through the issue.
Yeah, and as you pose that question, I mean, the worldview that's affected, your perspective, the trajectory that you have in life, you know, comes from that critical question. Now, you can stuff it down and ignore it, and then the rest of your life, I would say, is probably a frustrating experience because you cannot seem to, you know, connect the dots because you can't even get out the gate, really, if you can't even perceive that God exists, right?
Right. Yeah. In fact, many real scholarly people who've really thought through this probably a lot greater depth than I have would agree that your worldview, your perspective, just the way you see life, the lens through which you see life, is most significantly impacted by your view of God, whether you believe he exists or whether you believe he doesn't exist. Because if you think about it, it impacts our view of morality, your purpose in life, source of happiness, the issue of death. All of these things are impacted by your view of God.
Are they in direct measure, these issues that are so important to life that we experience? Is it in direct measure or ratio to our understanding of the existence of God? In other words, the more that we understand and the deeper, you know, relationship that we do have with God in acknowledging his existence and looking to God, that it would naturally outflow and affect those critical areas of life.
No, I think absolutely. For instance, one of the sections, as you pointed out, the book is a bunch of short essays, easy to read,
right,
divided into 10 different sections. For instance, one of the sections is, I think, just incredibly critical, and that's on the issue of finding meaning in life and purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if there is no God, then there really is no purpose. There's no reason that I'm here on this earth. I'm just an accident. I'm a product of nature.
Exactly.
But if, in fact, there is a God, and he's put me here for a reason, and I go through all the reasons that he did put us here, then life has great purpose and meaning. And so one of the most critical issues of life, yes, flows out and is impacted most significantly about your view of God.
Exactly. Yeah, does God exist, and who is God? And if you understand, you know, his character, and that he's not going to violate his character, and as you continue to appreciate and understand the attributes of God, well, Ted, that really enlarges the species, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And as you were talking about there, you know, who is he? What's his name? And I recently wrote a blog on this, that the evidence for God, the evidence for his existence, which I put in the first 8 sections, is very compelling, mm-hmm, and very powerful. And so I think it's very, if you really look at the evidence, it's hard not to conclude that God exists. But if that's only as far as you go, then, you know, who is this God? What's he like? What's his, does he have a name?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Jesus comes in, because he, I guess you could say, he, in one sense, he ties it all together and really kind of lets us know that not only God is real, but who he is,
mm-hmm,
what he's like, what his character is, what his personality is. And you get to, you come to see that he is a person. He's mm-hmm, he's one God in three persons. And so,
exactly.
Yeah, it's significant, and that's, of course, why Christmas is so important. That he came into the world as God's special revelation, so that we can know that he is real and we can know who he is,
and that he just didn't leave us to our own devices, right?
That's amen. That is mm-hmm, so true. He's come into the world. He's spoken into our lives. He's spoken into the world. He's told us how to live. He's given us wisdom. As I tell people, he doesn't just give us a bunch of rules and regulations. He gives us, in his word, he gives us an owner's manual. And
exactly,
you follow the owner's manual so your life will flourish.
You know, when I was in Bible college, I was blessed, Richard, to be taught. One of my classes was the one, you know, pastor, and it was a curious time. Because I was wondering, okay, in terms of doing a deeper dive into, you know, what it meant to be an apostle of God, because this word was being thrown around so casually. And suddenly I am blessed to be taught by Miles Monroe. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but he wrote a powerful series on living on purpose. It was so dramatic and so powerful that when Rick Warren came out with Purpose Driven Life, I go, why do I want to settle for Purpose Driven Life when you can't get much better than what Miles Monroe, you know, has written on the topic? Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, Bill, was that put into a book?
Oh, many books.
To get a copy.
Many, many books. And it was life changing, because I got to tell you, We were doing this class at a church that was having some interesting financial challenges at the time, Richard. It was, and it was tough for them. They were down. They needed a cash infusion of about $180,000. And Miles spoke on that Sunday after he did the week seminar, you know, for our Bible class. And at that service, I'll tell you, it was so powerful, and the congregation was not aware of the shortfalling and the measure that it was. And through a simple sermon, Miles ended up generating over $180,000 in two services. By the grace of God, it was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And he didn't come in to, you know, do it for himself or his own glory. It was for God's glory. And God told me at that point, he goes, that's my apostle. We've got more from Richard Simmons after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented...
Okay, am I connected with him? Brad?
Increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day
back
guarantee.
Hello.
See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7...
Can you hear me, Richard?
I can.
Okay, all right. I guess maybe we can talk.
Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You know, you realize, think about that, you know, God amongst us, as we were talking with Richard Simmons just a moment ago, you know, the world was wondering, you know, is God here? Does God even care? You know, and here it is, Emmanuel, rejoice. And when you understand that, yes, God is active in our lives. He's not some sort of, you know, cosmic wonder outside of our planetary existence and just allowing us to go pell-mell through our life's existence. I mean, when you think about what God himself, God Almighty, the creator of all, and who's, you know, who we have, our life, our breath, our very being because of him. You know, you think about that, and it's awesome. As I think Oswald Chambers said, Richard, it's ineffable. It's beyond awesome. You know?
And it is. There's no doubt about it. And it's kind of interesting, the section that I have written on Jesus. It's kind of interesting. I'm meeting with a young man right now. He grew up in a family that was Hindu. His family, his parents were from India. And he didn't know anything about God, Jesus, or anything. He's been living in the States for a number of years. And I suggested, I want you to, before we meet, I want you to read about Jesus and just the evidence for his divinity. Mm-hmm. And he read it and he called me. He says, I had no idea there's this kind of powerful evidence that proves that Jesus is the Son of God, that he has come among us. And I tell him, I says, you know, the great thing about this is when you're on a spiritual search, which is what he is, I said, the place you ought to start with asking yourself, is Jesus the Son of God?
Yes.
Because if he is, then that means everything. If he's not the Son of God, then you can move on to something else. But
that's
where any spiritual search has got to begin.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I did some work with the Billy Graham Association, this is why we had people focus on the Book of John, right? And that's a powerful discourse, and you cannot get through that and realize that not only that Jesus was man, but he was also God, and that rejoicing that that song that is so anointed, Richard, is out of the reality that God is here. And here we are in this special season that we're in, these holy days, you know. We talk right. about them, you know, in a secular context as holidays, but I say holy days. And when you look at it as a holy day, boy, your worldview, your approach to every day of this season, it has a different frame of reference, doesn't it?
It really does, and if you look at all the reasons the Bible gives us for why Jesus was sent into the world, obviously most significantly to, as the angel said to Joseph, don't leave Mary, she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin. But he also came to deliver us from the fear of death, we're told in Hebrews 4:12. He tells Pilate, I have come into the world to testify to the truth. And then, of course, he is God's special revelation to the world. When you think about all of those things, Bill, you begin to realize that Christmas is one of the most consequential events in all of history, where, unfortunately, in our culture, it's become kind of a family holiday and where you, you're out helping the retailers by buying a bunch of stuff. So,
right.
But I think if you really look at what the Scripture says, Jesus coming into the world is the most consequential event in all of history.
And in that context, Richard, here we are in this era of COVID, and we are, the pause button has been hit in our culture right now in such a way for us to have that serious moment of meditation to consider the gift that God has given us. I mean, we don't have to run like crazy diving for a parking space at some shopping mall this year, but we get to be, you know, be home with our families. And that's what I'm hearing a lot here is that families are appreciating themselves during this experience because they're, you know, getting to know each other. It's forced them, you know, as bizarre as this may seem, you know, COVID really is becoming a blessing. Mask or no mask, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, that we get to, you know, pause for a moment and slow down from our hectic lives that we've been living.
Yeah. Well, that's true in my life. I can say this. I've got three children. One is still in college. The other two are out in the work world. And yet when the pause button was hit, I guess, in late March, they all came home and they did what they had to do virtually. but we were together a lot. And I, you know, it just gives you a greater appreciation for the relationships that you bless us with, because, you know, our relationships are everything. God made us into to be relational beings.
Exactly.
And our relation, I mean, and if you, and this is a fact, if you think about it, if we weren't made to be relational beings, there'd be no such thing as loneliness.
Right.
And unfortunately for a lot of people, loneliness plagues their lives. But yeah, I can't tell you how wonderful it has been for me to have the time that I've had with my children and my wife. So you're right. I think in many ways down the road, we'll be able to look back and really see what God, was doing during this period of time.
Well, without a doubt, you know, going back to what you talked earlier about, you know, God has a name. God has names, and his names reflect his character. And as you study his character, you know, and his names, it just brings you into a deeper appreciation, whether we're talking about Adonai, the Lord, my great Lord, El, the strong one, El Elohe Israel, God, the God of Israel, Elyon, the God, the Most High, Elohim, the All-Powerful One, the Creator, that speaks of the Triune God, the Holy Trinity of Elohim, El Roy, the God who sees me, El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One. I mean, the names go on: Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah Rohi. You know, the names of God in each of those, and I find a lot of the names of God in that very short psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And you go right through that, and you as you pause through each part of that psalm, it gives you more clarity of another name of God and what he's there, you know, how he manifests himself. And it's all so natural for him. You know, for us, not so, but for him it is, because he, like you said, he's God. He can't help but be God.
Yeah. And I would add, Bill, this is real significant. I've been doing it for 20 years. I work with men. It's a men's ministry. And men really struggle with a lot of things. They don't like to tell you about it, but they struggle with a number of things. And one of the biggest struggles they have is, what is true masculinity?
Yes.
What does a real man look like? And what I do is we point them to Jesus as the ultimate essence of what manhood is all about. Because if you study Jesus's life carefully, you'll see three things that emanate. Not only that he's God and has power, but that he has the ultimate character. Manhood is about having character. It's about having great wisdom. And it's about having an ability to love and have deep substantive relationships. And so Christ is the ultimate I wrote a book called The True Measure of a Man. The true measure of manhood is Jesus. You look at his life, and I point my boys in that direction.
Yeah.
I tell them, this is the kind of man that really women are looking for. They're looking for good men who are like Jesus.
Exactly. Because at the heart of Jesus was servanthood, right?
No doubt. He was the true servant. And
yes.
The thing that I think is the foundation of having strong character is humility.
Yes.
You know, he was the ultimate humble man. But you are absolutely right. He served. I mean,
yes.
And that's so significant.
I'll tell you, this book, Reflections on the Existence of God, a series of essays, you will be forced to reflect. I think you will naturally reflect, because what is presented is ponderesome, and you will grow in your understanding of who God is, why he exists, and why you exist. And I would dare say that you and anybody associated with you will be all the better for it. Richard Simmons, thank you so much for blessing us with a book and for your time here on the show. You take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. Eisenhower Executive Office Building near the White House was the location. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done. And we appreciate your service to the country.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was approved for use in the United States a week ago. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be approved Friday. Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Come, ransom captive Israel. How long until you come again? Bring evil's final.
Listening to the music of Perry LaHaye from his new project, Him. It's his third full-length release, his first full-length album in 7 years, and of course tells the grand epic story of God, which began in the heart of God. And the music artist and nationally syndicated radio host, Perry LaHaye, joins us now. Hey, Perry, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, same to you, Bill. So good to be with you.
Hey, what a great project. I mean, I say great project, and then I think about all that you're doing right now, and it's been a heck of a ride for you.
Yeah, yeah. My plate is full, but, you know, just trying to take one step at a time and share and show the love of Jesus.
Yeah, amen. I mean, you've been able to use your musical platform, of course, as a nationally syndicated radio host as well, that platform. And, you know, God bless you for doing it because, you know, especially this time of year, and with all that we've been going through, Perry, I mean, people, you know, people are praying, you know, believe it or not, they're praying like never before. I'm seeing, and I'm like what I call bonfires of repentance and revival that's taking place. I know we're looking for this magnificent crescendo of repentance and revival that's taking, but I'm seeing it right now as kind of like bonfires, just waiting, you know, to connect and come together in a dramatic way. And what a time if this could be, you know, the season, the culmination of all that we've been going through, you know, the chaos and you know, the death. And, you know, some are even looking at this as a period of judgment and shaking, as Jonathan Cahn has put it. And, you know, I believe God's trying to talk to us. The question is, are we listening?
Yeah. You know, Paul says the creation is groaning. Yes. Waiting for the children of God to be revealed, waiting for the freedom of the children of God, which is referring to the new heavens and the new earth and the redemption of all of creation and the redemption of our bodies. You know, this is what history is moving toward. And so I think that what's going on in the world today is birth pains, mm-hmm. you know, and as the birth pains get closer and closer together, that means the birth is about to happen. And what's going to happen with a birth? It's going to be new heavens and new earth. But I think before that, you know, coming out of this COVID time and just the upheaval in our world, I'm just praying for, like you say, a great spiritual awakening in the world where, you know, we come out of this thing and we realize God just did some amazing things and the nations are coming to Christ like never before. I'm exactly. hoping that that's happening now and that as we come out of this, we'll just see an amazing harvest.
Well, I believe it was, I want to say Spurgeon who said this. No, it was Charles Finney who said, you know, a revival happens when it's most needed. And I think we're pretty close here right now, and we might be on the brink of what you are hoping to see, and for me and others as well. And it seems also to occur when things are seemingly the darkest. I mean, here we are, our country is in chaos. We've had a summer of Black Lives Matter and, you know, George Floyd and all kinds of upheaval, culminating with a election that is very suspicious. I think at least you can say that. And you're wondering, okay, what is the future of America that we grew up with? You know, just because it was doesn't mean that it always will be. But we also are aware, people of faith, that God has, no matter what, you know, Democrats, Republicans, political forces, the communist, Chinese, whatever, go down the list, whatever they planned and purpose, it's nothing compared to God's intent and his plan, his ideal plan for his creation, right? Because nothing is going to interrupt, you know, God's trajectory for his creation.
Yeah, my new record, Hymn, which has some original songs and reimagined hymns, mm-hmm. just really talks about this great story of God. And we're in the midst of this great story of God. It wasn't our idea. It was his.
Exactly.
And it's the story of a great prince who left his palace, who left his throne, who left everything to rescue the ones that he loves. And, you know, you and I who have put our trust in Jesus Christ have been rescued, and we get to become rescuers to share this good news. The good news is going out to all the nations, and where this is all headed, Bill, is the beginning of the real story.
Exactly.
C.S. Lewis puts it that way. The beginning of the real story, which no one on earth can tell, which goes on forever and ever, and in which every chapter is better than the one before. And it's just helpful for me to see the big arc of God's story, where it's been, where we are, where it's going, and it gives me a purpose. I have a purpose. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I know who I am. I'm Abba's beloved son. Anyone who trusts in Jesus, we're adopted into his family. So I know who I am. We can know who we are, and I know why I'm here. I'm here mm-hmm. to be a blessing.
Exactly.
You know, you're a blessing in your work, mm-hmm. and it looks different for each person, the way in which we bless the world. But we know why we're here, and we know who we are.
Who we are and whose we are. And the fact that you say that, you know, he came to save those who loved him, but even those that didn't love him, you know, this was, you know, an all-inclusive opportunity. And no matter where you are today, you still have that choice. Are you going to choose Jesus over the things of this world? And right now, I mean, the world's on full display big time in our culture, Perry, as you know. And I think that people are frightened by the option that stands before them, but they shouldn't be frightened, because if you choose rightly, it will go well with you. I mean, God told us early on in that conversation with Cain, if you choose right, will it not go well for you? And this is an opportunity. And I've said this before, is that every once in a while in life, I don't know about you, but I've been able to observe that there are some moments that are more important, more critical than others. And those moments that are so critical demand a critical and significant choice. And it starts with our relationship with Christ. If you've not made that choice, then everything else, I mean, you might as well be a cork out in the ocean just being bobbed around and, you know, just floating aimlessly and hoping to try to make sense. But you can't make sense out of life. You can't make sense out of COVID and all the stuff that's going on, or even in the political environment, outside of understanding who Christ is. If you understand who Christ is and you're a follower of Christ, we're not threatened by this. We're not fearful by this. We're not worrying about whether or not we wear a mask and, you know, not wear a mask, whether we get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. We're covered by Christ himself, are we not?
Yeah, I started following Jesus, Bill, when I was 10 years old, but during my teenage years, I don't think I ever succeeded morally. I failed every single moral test,
mm-hmm.
and I was filled with so much shame. And I was playing basketball one night at the rec center in Sheboygan, Michigan, and I destroyed my ankle, experienced a very severe ankle sprain. My friends carried me home, put me on the couch, asked my mom to pray for me. Mom just went to be with Jesus a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And she prayed, and Jesus, I kid you not, immediately took the pain out of my ankle, healed the shame in my heart. He embraced me. You know, I didn't see him, but he embraced mm-hmm. me. He said, I love you. He said, follow me. And that was when I was at my worst. So Jesus is looking for sinners mm-hmm. like me. And
right.
you probably feel the same way. And that's
yes.
what gives us purpose for life.
Yeah, without a doubt. He heals your heart through your ankle. Go figure, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You gotta love God.
You can't make stuff up.
No, you can't. But this is your personal experience, like the blind man. He didn't get it either. He just said, hey, all I know is blind. Now I see. I'm not a big theologian, but I can just tell you the difference in my life. And that's what's so cool about our personal stories. We've got more from Perry.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Cast yourself in, cast yourself in, into the river, this river that heals, this river of life, that flows to the nations, is calling, cast yourself in.
Music from Perry LaHaye from his new album, Him, as in H-I-M, which is all about God, right? And this cut, Cast Yourself In. You know, this is a call 100%, without exception. I mean, you can't go in with just a big toe. Let's just go all the way in, right, Perry?
Yeah. You know, there's a river of life flowing, and that river of life is Jesus. And the first step is to take a drink and be made new by Jesus. Mm-hmm. But then we start hearing the river, Jesus saying, jump into the river. And when we jump full body into the river, it takes us to people and places who need Jesus. And so, yeah, the call is to just be full in. You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, when Christ bids a man, he bids him come and die. And so I think that this is the call to the follower of Jesus to, you know, not try to hold on to our lives, but to give our lives away for the cause of his kingdom.
And as you said, following the example of Christ himself, and, you know, the last time you and I talked, we talked a lot about your heart and your ministry to the Muslim world. Give us an update.
Yeah, so I do a lot of things, but just to simplify, I'm a worship leader for Frontiers USA. Mm-hmm. And Frontiers' mission is, with love and respect, inviting all Muslim peoples to follow Jesus. So we have teams of people all across the Muslim world. And Bill, some amazing things are happening in the Muslim world. Since the year 2000, probably, more Muslims have decided to follow Jesus than in the previous 1,400 years of Islam.
Wow.
And it really has come out of a prayer movement that began back in the, say, 1980s, and God just began to hear prayers, and Muslims started coming to faith, and now I think we're just on the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of how many more Muslims are going to come to faith in Jesus. But we've got Frontiers workers, you know, medical workers, farmers, artists, business people, English teachers, classic car salesmen, you know, just in Muslim communities with their vocation, being a blessing, building relationships, introducing Muslims to Jesus. And we're seeing amazing things. I mean, I've just got some real specific stories of like Book of Acts kind of things. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, share them with us. We love stories because, you know, the thing is all these stories point to God's ultimate plan. I mean, there is a reason. You know, when you see things like this that occur and you see this center, I'm you know, part of my perspective and wiring that God has designed me with is marketing. So I look at trends. I look at what's happening. For some reason, the idea of Wayne Gretzky lately has been coming up in conversation, that what made Wayne Gretzky so exceptional is he tells that he never went to the puck. He went to where the puck was going. And that's kind of been my perspective with, you know, considering what God is doing in the spiritual realm, is that you start realizing, and, you know, God has opened my eyes to see this wave, in the sense that this energy that is building up, that is heading to that final chapter of Revelation.
Yeah. And, you know, while God is really moving in the Muslim world, there are over 1,000 Muslim people groups that still don't have messengers of the gospel. And Frontiers is all about, you know, sending people who have that passion to go, frontiersusa.org. But my son was in the Middle East this last year, and he was, you know, reaching out to Muslims. He was attending some university classes and building relationships with Muslims. And he met a guy who was not a believer at the time, Muslim background, came from a very conservative Muslim family. In fact, when he was 13 years old, his mom had committed adultery, and his dad gave him the gun, 13 years old, and said, "You kill her."
Oh, wow.
And he wouldn't do it. Mm. And so he was kicked out of the family, you know, just sort of ended up on the streets, in a sense. Brilliant kid, though. Ended up in a university where my son was at, serving with other followers of Jesus. And this young man had a dream of Jesus just this last year, and he told my son and my son's team about the dream, and he received Jesus into his life. And he's just a brilliant guy, and he got cancer. He got brain cancer just in these last several months. But even with brain cancer, he has translated Nabil Qureshi's book, Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus, into his own language. I don't know if you're familiar with that book.
Oh, yes. Wow. Wow. That is unbelievable.
Translated that book. Well, I just got a text this morning from my son, and this guy, Muslim background, believer in Jesus, he got up this morning or a couple mornings ago, and the Lord said, "Your cancer is gone. You need to go to the doctor." Went to the doctor. He's cancer-free. The Lord has healed him.
Wow. Now you tell me, what other God does that?
Yeah, I mean, that's my story is, you know, that Jesus healed my ankle and through that healing showed me his love. And that's what the Lord is doing in the Muslim world. He's showing up through dreams and visions and miracles and healings to show him, to show them that he is for them and that he loves them, because there are barriers. Muslims have
the prejudiced viewpoints and preconceived notions. They've been inculcated, and it's been programmed into them. We understand that.
Yeah.
But this is the power of good over evil and the power of the truth of God, right? Because when you speak that word, that aptly spoken word that the book of Proverbs talks about, it's inarguable. It steers the spirit at such depths that it is it's beyond, you know, human control. I mean, you can resist it and whatever, but that's the stuff that gnaws away at you and wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, having you stare at the ceiling tiles, because you know that you've been confronted with the truth. And now what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and the Lord Jesus is breaking through the prejudices that Muslims have about Christianity.
Right.
And I think that there's a message in this for us as believers in Jesus, because we have prejudices toward Muslims. We have fears toward Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Jesus is going directly to Muslims through dreams and visions is not only to say, "Hey, I love you, Muslim world," but it's also to say to you and me as followers of Jesus, look what I'm doing. I love these people, get through your fears, move past any hatred you may have or anger you may have, and join me in what I'm doing in the Muslim world.
Exactly. Tell us another story.
Yeah, so Rebecca is a passionate follower of Jesus in Iran. And Bill, we're told that Iran probably has the fastest growing church in the world right now. It's all underground. God is doing amazing things in Iran. Rebecca is one of the Muslim background believers in Iran. And she and her husband were going to spend some time to meet up with some friends, and they were running late. They had to stop at the grocery store. Rebecca just loved sharing Jesus with everybody, and her husband said, just go into the store, get what you need, come out. I know you want to tell Jesus, tell everybody in there about Jesus, but we're late. And so she went in, and she passed an imam at the door. He was just standing at the door. This is like a Muslim version of a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
She resisted the urge to talk with him, went in, came out, passed him again. They started driving off, and she just felt compelled to go back, and her husband agreed. She went back, and she went up to this guy and gave him a Bible, this imam.
Mm.
And the tears just started coming down his face. And he said, I had a dream of Jesus last night, Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah.
Mm.
He said, come to this place and someone would bring me a Bible. And that's exactly what happened right then.
Now, the risk that this woman took to do this, it has to be God,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she would be protected because, as you know, in some parts of the world, to give somebody a Bible, I mean, that's a death sentence.
Yeah, she did take a risk. And there are people, Muslim background believers in Jesus, who are taking risks all the time. I mean, we look at the followers of Jesus, the closest followers of Jesus, the disciples, the apostles, you know, Peter, James, John, and so forth. It didn't end very well for them. In terms of their physical life. I mean, Paul had his head chopped off, and Peter, we're told, was crucified upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But they were looking for a better city. They
yes.
were looking for a better world, and they knew they had a message that could change this world and that would give us a reason to live in a world that just doesn't work the way it should be.
Well, Perry, we've got to wrap things up. We've got about a minute left here. The album, Hymn, what's the takeaway that you want for the listeners to get from this blessing?
Yeah. Well, for the record, Hymn, the album, Hymn, that it's all about, I would like, if you check this out, I want you to be recaptured by how amazing God's grace is. God's grace is astounding, and sometimes I just take it for granted, and I don't want to ever take it for granted. But as you get captured by the amazing grace of Jesus through these songs, I hope that you'll sense the call to turn outward to the world that so desperately needs the world, because there's grace not just for you and me and the few of us, but there's grace for the whole world, and that's why we're here, to bring the blessing of Jesus to the planet in the unique ways in which he has gifted us.
Well, the album will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Perry LaHaye has been our guest. Perry, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, buddy.
Same to you, my friend.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase.